Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Loft podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and thank you for joining me on episode 9, where we'll have some news, some PlayStation news, Xbox news, Microsoft, Google, and Nintendo news, just to name. That's pretty much my whole playlist for this episode. Anyways, so sit back, relax. Won't be a long episode, and we'll be right back after this. Now, before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone that you can subscribe to this podcast on most popular podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. That's just a mouthful. Anchor FM, Spotify, Stitcher. We're listed at several services. So, whatever one you're using, most likely you can find us listed in their catalog. So now that that's over with, let's move on. So today is December 3rd. The PlayStation Classic is out, and mine got actually delivered on the 1st of December, which was a Saturday. I got notification that it was delivered, and I found it in the lockbox just down the street where I pick up my mail, and I did not get it. I was unable to pick it up till yesterday, and I have it sitting here next to me. I have not opened it up yet because there's just way too many people complaining about how Sony just half-assed this mini classic console. I mean, just for starters, is the resolution on some of the games here. And when I say some, I think we're talking about eight games, maybe nine, but I can say for sure it's eight. And they've put the game ROMs of the PAL version, the PAL format of the game. So the problem here is that while the PAL version runs at 50 hertz compared to the North American standard of NTSC 60 hertz, this is going to be a big deal when it comes to reaction times with some of the games, mainly the fighting games. So this is one thing that really, really has pissed me off, because it's a detail that there's no excuse to miss. There's a European version and an American version for a reason. Now, another thing is that there's no DualShock on the controllers. It doesn't bother me that much, considering the type of games that they put on the console. If they've put the classic games that don't require DualShock or the analog sticks, then that's fine, as long as the games are really, really classic console games that, you know, put the PlayStation on the map. Another complaint is the menu system of the PlayStation Classic. Some say that it's just plain boring. It's just all 20 titles in front of you, and you just rotate through a circular list of game covers, and you just select the one you want and push play. I don't mind it so much, but I have to admit the Nintendo menu system is a lot more exciting. It actually gets you excited, and you know, you just can't wait to scroll through and select your favorite games and start playing. The next thing is, and this was one of the top annoyances of this classic console since the beginning for me, was the fact that they did not include a USB power adapter, power block. I just don't understand why they didn't. It doesn't matter if we have 50 of these power blocks in the house. They're all being used for something, whether it's a mobile phone or some kind of other charging device. They should have just put one in there. I doubt it would cost them that much, but they, you know, lazy, cutting corners. These are the reasons why I've been really, really thinking about just not bother opening it up, unboxing it on my YouTube channel, like I usually do. And you know, I just reconsidering this purchase. That's why it's still on the floor here, sealed up. I may just close, tape up the box, that the shipping box, and just ship it right back to Best Buy or walk it over or whatever. You know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a crossroads. Do I open it up and try it out and keep it, or do I just send it back and send a message to Sony that they've got to do a lot better on these types of releases? Anyways, that's my rant for the PlayStation Classic. Let's move on. Again, for PlayStation 4, we have Players Underground. That's going to be released on December 7th. And you can take, and Sony is taking pre-orders as we speak. And along with your pre-orders, you'll get some exclusive skins and cosmetics. So a lot of people that are looking forward to that can mark December 7th on their calendar for PlayerUnknown Battle Undergrounds to be released. Now let's move on to the PlayStation Network's PlayStation Plus free games for December. So these games are available from December 4th till January 1st. We've got, to start off, a game, Soma, a science fiction horror title from Fictional Games. Then there's Onrush, a gravity-defying action game. Moving on to some smaller titles here, we got Stirnden for the PlayStation 3, Steins Gate for PlayStation 3, Iconoclasts for the PS Vita, which says here it's a cross-buy with PS4, so you may be able to play that on the PS4 as well. And another PS Vita game called Papers, Please. So log in to your PlayStation accounts on your browser, on your computer, and then get those added to your collections, so you don't have to take up space for the unwanted games on your console. Now, announced on the 29th of November was Nintendo's news that they will no longer be, they will be ending the Nintendo Creators Program. So what this was is people that had YouTube videos, creators that put together YouTube videos of Nintendo games, Let's Play videos, and their content. A service was set up by Nintendo called the Nintendo Creators Program, where you would submit your videos for approval. And I think if I'm not mistaken, I know it was a 70-30 split, where I believe the creator got 30% of the revenue share. Or was it the other way around? But anyways, the point is that this program is ending immediately. So you no longer have to submit your Nintendo videos, or videos with Nintendo content, for approval, as long as the videos follow Nintendo guidelines, which are on the website. No problem, you can post and create videos with no issue. So the program will close immediately, and the website will be taken down March 20th, 2019. Great stuff. In Xbox news, the games for Gold members will be coming out. They are out effective December 1st till December 31st. There's four games that members can look forward to downloading: two Xbox One games and two Xbox 360 games. So for the Xbox One, you've got Cube 2 and Never Alone. And on the on the Xbox 360, you've got Dragon Age 2 and Mercenaries: Playground of Destruction. So you've got until the 31st to get those in your collection until January. Now moving away from, we got one more thing here. Sorry about that. It looks like Video Game Rehab is now a real thing and a popular thing for those that are addicted to their video games. It seems that with the advent of Fortnite, There have been people that have just been neglecting life and stuck on playing games like Fortnite, and they're just letting life go by while they just sit on their sofas or gaming chairs, live under a dust of Cheetos or cheese puffs, and just play their game. I think I've heard that several relationships have ended where the gamer has chosen the game instead of the girl or guy. So it looks like there's going to be an influx in people going to video game rehab if they don't get some help. Wonder what the intervention will look like for that. Microsoft, in the news, they're planning on completely overhauling the Windows 10 icons. What they want to do is give it a new design and model it after the icons in Office 360. Microsoft is unknown as to when the changes will be rolled out, but if you want to see what to expect of these changes, you can check out the new Office 365 and see what will be coming to your desktop. And finally, we've got some Google news. So Google Hangouts will be shutting down in 2020. That's been made public. Google has ceased development on Google Hangouts for more than a year ago now. And so next year will be the last chance for you to try out Google Hangouts or use it. But not to worry, as Hangout users will be upgraded to Google Hangouts Meet and Google Hangouts Chat. So you are going to be covered in that respect. There's still a product for you to use. It's just probably evolved into the Google Hangouts has evolved into something to those Meet and Chat. Anyways, folks, that's it for this week's edition of the Tech Loft podcast. Links to the news that I've reported here today will be on the website, the techloft.com, and just look for the post under podcasts, and you'll see all the links where you can read up more information on everything that has been mentioned here. Once again, please subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on all the popular podcasting platforms. And until next time, ciao for now.